It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. We know where she is. This is the only useful thing I can think of that having to do with COVID-19 is that I know where to find her. Other than that, hi, Mirella. What's going on over there?
Hi, Jill. Yes, as always, over here, without much much trouble. Yes, a lot is going on, of course, like in the US as well, I believe. But today I wanted to talk to you about a subject that I think is extremely important because it could change the shape of education in the future for children, even after the pandemic is over. And I'm talking here about what one calls in the US pandemic pods, or in other words, micro schools. And this is a phenomenon that is taking place right now and that is really worth thinking of because, as I said, this is changing the landscape of education and what we do not know is how much of that is going to stay after the pandemic. So those pandemic pods, most probably everybody here already heard about it, but they are supposed to replace the classes that children cannot have right now because of COVID and because of many schools having decided to go online to avoid spreading the virus. What a lot of parents have discovered through the past months, though, is that not going to school has many different consequences. Some of them being that children feel extremely unhappy, they feel isolated. They very often, because they are in those ages where communicating and living and being together with other children is extremely important for the development of children, they find themselves in a situation that is actually also provoking some kind of form of depressions that we were probably not really used to see in younger children. So parents in the US through Facebook mainly, but also now through startups in the area of the Silicon Valley are discovering that it's to organize these so-called pods where families, one, two or more, decide to put their children together with, if it's inside or outside, it's anyway with some rules about social distancing, and then paying together one or more teachers that are going to help those children to go through their online assignment because obviously they do continue to follow their school's assignments, but this time with some teacher help so that if they don't understand something, there is someone that can explain that properly. And at the same time, some of them also include other activities like sport or like maybe fine art or some are going to the extent of also learning into nature, or more like following the kind of Montessori theories and philosophy. So they are different pods, and that's why they are also parents that go into different direction with those pods, and try basically to overcome the lack of schools. This is something that is very understandable, but that obviously bring also an entire set of new issues, and one very important one being the fact that not everybody is able to afford this kind of learning, and therefore one could assume that the gap between the parents who can pay this kind of setup to their children while respecting the COVID-19 precautions are definitely in a better situation as parents who cannot afford this kind of settings, whose children have then to be alone in front of their computers for hours, trying to understand assignments that eventually they do not always understand, and they don't have then someone at hand to give explanation. Most probably there are possibilities, I believe, to then contact the teachers and ask for maybe some help, but this is definitely two different worlds that are developing. So that is, for the moment, a phenomenon that is very American. In Europe, there is nothing that extreme yet, but I would not exclude that if schools begin to close, it would come to some solutions of the same kind. But what we did notice very much the past 6 months is that, before the summer holiday, obviously, is that there was anyway also a gap between the students who could afford a computer, for example, students who could afford a printer, students who could have the privilege to ask their parents about certain concepts and being able to actually understand what they were not able to immediately grasp on their own, compared to many children also that did not have the possibility to ask someone in their home, and that had maybe also situations that were much more stressful due to, for example, the professions of their parents. There were different philosophies. For example, if one compares France to Switzerland, Switzerland decided that last spring no new concept would be brought up online to the students, and that the idea would be to strictly implement a knowledge that has been already introduced in class previously. France, for example, took another stand with that, and for them it was important not to just implement what has been learned before, but also to go forward with new material, with new knowledge. And the entire problem lies with this new knowledge, because again, many students do not have the possibility to get help at home. So while we did not have this pods system, one sees that at core there is already a huge difference between students when they sit in front of their laptop at home alone or not having a laptop, as I heard from certain very specific situation from teachers that I know, children that were actually trying to do their homework on their phone. So while we do know that phones are very advanced by now and that it might be possible to do assignments on them, it is difficult to imagine that staying for hours on the format of a phone to do assignments is in any way gratifying or even really fruitful in terms of learning. So I think that they are also teachers that are trying to be very much available to their students. And this is where some teachers also say sometimes their private life is also a little bit, at danger here when students or parents from students begin to send messages on a Saturday night to ask how to do certain homework or certain assignments. So I thought it was very important to talk about this today. I guess it's difficult to have really formed opinions on this development as this is literally developing right now. But it is very important to keep a keen eye on it because it's important to see that if at times we were complaining before the pandemic that not every student had the same chances, this might become one more factor why certain gaps are going to just widens. Some teachers are also trying to build some pods, for example, I heard that are also made for children from marginalized communities and low income families. And these teachers are looking for funding in order to support these efforts. But you see, even if that comes to take place, and obviously it's better than not having those pods for all the students, one can also see how things are going to develop, and that is exactly like it is already right now with kindergartens or schools or later on colleges, where people are going to desperately try to be accepted in some of those pods in order to have a better chance for the future of their children. So this is definitely an extremely interesting and challenging issue that is being an absolute consequence of the COVID-19 crisis. In Europe, countries and schools are still trying very much so to have in-person teaching classes. We will see, most of them are begun last week, are beginning this week, so we are in the middle of it. We have to see now and follow that very carefully to see if it's going to be a way to spread the virus, if those schools are going to be able to do that stop and go system in order to control the clusters. If not, it's probably going to go back online. And as of that moment, most probably, there will be the question again, about how to make sure that really little groups of students meet so that they can continue to socialize, they can continue to learn in a learning environment, and they can continue to basically strive and not fall into what is becoming a societal problem for every age, and that is depression.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.